We continue while learning the Nishmas Tavi Ben Menachem Shem Ham Yaakov Pitchos Leo and Mila Perek Vav Mishnah Hey Hamafkin Mos Eitzal Ashulchani. Person who deposits coins by a money changer. Money changer usually spends money. Has the right to spend the money. These coins are hektish coins. The balabais of Shulchani are unaware that these are hektish coins. But in this case, Im Tsururin says the Mishnah. If let's say he gave the money to the Shulchani, the balabais gave the money, but they were bound together. What do you mean they were bound? So the Baratunur says that not only are they bound, meaning I don't want you to use them, I'm just giving these to you for safekeeping. And this is not money that I'm putting in the bank and I expect the bank to use the money. I just want you to guard the money. Or they're kshurim v'kesher mishuna. There's a special knot, an unusual knot in which they were tied. So then lo yishtamish, the money changer has no right to use that money. Lefikach im hotzi mal. If he actually spends the money, we should not have, then he violates me'ila. Now the money is yotzi l'chulin and it's his fault. The Bias didn't ask him to spend that money at all. So therefore, the Mi'ilah is on the Shulchani. Immutarim, though, if the money is loose, which means it's not bound, it's not tied with a special knot, there's no special seal, then Yishtamishrem, he has the right to use the money. Lefikach imhotzi lomal. Therefore, if he now uses that money, we can't say he violates Mi'ilah. He's just doing what the Bias allows him to do. Now, should we say that the Bias violates Mi'ilah? Because the shaliach did his bidding, the money changer. So the Baraturi says, no, v'harei v'hamafkin nami lomal. But the mafkin also, the one who gave it to him, the balabais, the one who deposited the coins by the money changer, also doesn't violate Mila. Why? It's not like he gave a mission, I want you to spend the money. He just gave him the money. Should we, the assumption that he may be using the money, that may be true, but to call this shlichus, we would not call it. Then the Mishnah says, what if you didn't give the money to a Shulchani, but Eitzah Balabais? You deposited the coins by a regular householder, by your friend, someone who does not exchange money professionally. Then Beinkach Uveinkach Lo Yishtamish Bem. Then he would not have the right to use that money, to spend the money regardless of how it was given, whether even if it's loose, even if it's not bound with a special knot. The assumption is that the one who gives it to this Balabais does not want him to use the money. The Fikach Mehotzi, therefore, if in fact the one who's watching it, it uses the money, spends the money. Mal, he violates Mi'ilah. What about Hachenvani? What about if it's a shopkeeper? The shopkeeper, on the one hand, doesn't exchange money professionally. On the other hand, he does need to give change to his customers. So what is his status? Is his status like a shulchani, like a money changer with respect to this halacha, or like a regular balabai? So the Mishnah has a machlokas about that. A Hachenvani, a shopkeeper, kibalabais, divi rabbi, says it's like a balabais, which means even if the money is not bound, he should not be spending that money. The one who gave it to him does not have in mind that the money should be spent. Therefore, it's all on the chenvani if he uses the money for himself. So therefore, he violates Mila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kashulchani. You know, he has the status of a shulchani, which means it all depends. Was the money bound? So therefore, it's a deposit just for safekeeping. We should not spend the money. And if he does, he violates Mila. But if the money is loose, the money is not bound at all, so then he, the chenvani, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has the status of a shulchani, of a money changer, and he has the right to spend the money. That's not a violation of Mi'ilah. He is unaware that it's hekdesh money. In that case, he wouldn't violate Mi'ilah, but nor would the balabais. Perek, vav, mishnah, vav, the final mishnah, maseches Mi'ilah. Pruta shel hekdesh shenafla sochakis. You have a pruta of hekdesh that fell into a purse, and now it's lost. It's amongst the other coins that are there, prutos that are not hektesh. Oh, sha'amar pruta b'kizze hektesh. Or let's say a person says, you know, a pruta in this purse, I want it to be hektesh. Now, he had a lot of coins in there, and he didn't specify which pruta he wants to make hektesh. So now there is one. So either way, in this purse, there is one unidentified coin, that pruta, that is hektesh in both of these cases. So what do we do? Keman shehotzias harishona ma'al. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, once he takes out one pruta and spends that money, he violates Me'ilah and has to bring, remember Rabbi Akiva from previous Mishnayos, he has to bring an Asham Tali. Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that Asham Tali is not just for cases of where you have a suffix, whether you chayv a korban chatas. Asham Tali is also a suffix where you violated Me'ilah. The Chachamim disagree with that. But in this case, it's no doubt a suffix whether you violated Me'ilah. Maybe you took out the coin, the hektesh coin, and spent it. Maybe it was not a hektesh coin. Since it's a suffix, you have to bring, we say Ma'al means, you violate Me'ilah means Misa. safek, and you bring an asham tali. That's Rabbi Akiva's tibur. Chachamim omrim ad she yotzias kalakis. No, until you spend all the prutos from the purse, you haven't necessarily violated mila. Each one is a safek. There's only a vadai. We could only say with certainty that you spent you violated mila when you spent every single coin. At that point, we can say no doubt you spent the hektesh coin. It was yotzi lechulin, and you violated mila. Then the Mishnah concludes though, mode Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva will be mode. Will admit that be'omer pruta min hakis ze hektesh. Let's say the person says, he uses the following language. Before the last pruta is taken out of this purse, I want it to be hektesh. So look at the Baitunu says, what is he saying? Klomar, lo sechale pruta mikis ze acheyehe ba hektesh. I want to make sure that there's a pruta before all the coins are removed from this purse. I want to make sure that one of them is hektesh. So in effect, what he's saying is that the last pruta is going to be hektesh. So if that's the language he uses, then shehu motzi v'holech ad sheyotzi es kalakis. Then Rabbi Akiva holds that you're not have to bring an asham tully for a suffix violation of ni'ila once you take out one coin. On the contrary, only when you reach the last prut in the purse do we say that if you spend that, you violated mi'ila. And if you haven't spent that last coin, so even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you have not violated mi'ila.